good to be here today.
Amen.
Good to see everybody come this way today. Last night, this morning, I watered and I prayed and I couldn't read and I couldn't find nothing, but this morning it would begin to unfold to me. It looks like our country where we live is in trouble, and we might be going back into a lot of things that we have need of. And that's the direction that I'm going. The ground roads for salvation.
Amen.
And pray for us. Pray for me just for a little while. I do the very best I can to bring you a message from the Lord of the Lord. And we appreciate everyone this morning. Next Sunday night, Brother Eric will be preaching. Next Sunday morning, Kate will be preaching. After that, Ron Dishman will be preaching. So they give me a break. Sunday night week, Brother Ron will be. I believe that's the way we understood it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to use Joe. But this morning, be much in prayer for us. And I really don't know what I'm going to do with this. But as it began to unfold, I could see where we might go back to lean on one another.
Yeah.
One of these days, each other might be the only person that we have to lean on, save the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord uses us to help one another.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just going to read it and let the Lord have His way. I believe the Bible teaches us that the Holy Ghost needs to have free course in our heart. Because the Holy Ghost is hung up with obstacles of this world and don't have free course to lead us and guide us and direct us. All right. We'll do the best we can. In Acts, the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. Now, we're going back to a time that the apostles left Jerusalem, struck out towards a promised land, and they traveled on the promises of God that Jesus laid down for them, and they traveled, and we still ain't got to the promised land yet, but we still got the same promise.
That's right.
That they had.
Yeah.
And traveling the same way.
Yeah.
Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And man, I tell you what, I'm proud to be a part of the leadership of the Holy Ghost that we direct, to be directed from the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And we're not home yet, children, but we're on our way.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I'm going to read. I'm going to do what reading I have to do, the very best I can. My eyes waters up. I might miss a word. I might mispronounce it. You've got your Bibles. You're capable of reading. Then you can read it and know what we're talking about. But we're going to go down and read a little bit in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, and starting with the 33rd verse. And great power give to the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that liketh, for as many as were possessors of the land or houses sold them and brought the price of them that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet and was made unto every man according as he had need. Now, I am persuaded to believe that all of them didn't have anything. There was people that didn't have nothing. But they was moved with the power of God. And they had grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they sold their possessions and brought the price of it and laid it down at the apostles' feet. And that's the only way. Maybe that there they had a way of getting them food and things that they had need of. Now they was all with one mind and one accord and one consent. They love the Lord, but they love their brethren and sister on their way. These people was on their way to the promised land. They saw Jesus go up, and the men said, the same Jesus that we've seen go away, he's coming in like manner. Brother, they wanted to be ready. And they saw that the people had need of many things, and they loved God, and they loved each other enough. They went out and sold whatever they had and broke the price of it. Laid it down at the apostles' feet that everybody might have what they had need of.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like that Christian people maybe in the time come to be cut off from the worldly things. We're going to be come out of, we ought to be a separated people even today.
That's right.
But there's too many people that are so possessed with the goods and the things of the world, they just ain't going to depart from nothing.
That's right.
But the time will come that we might have to lean on one another to get by. That's what I was thinking about. Now let's go on just for a little while. Notice, they sold all their possessions and they brought it and gave it to the apostles that all men might have, like everybody else, have need of whatever they have. We're going into the book of James, the second chapter and the 15th verse. If a brother our sister be naked and destituted for daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be warm, and filled, notwithstanding, yea, and give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone.
Right.
Yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thine faith without thine works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
That's right.
Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil also believed and trembled.
That's right.
But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Yeah.
We go around saying, I have faith, but if we don't have a little works to go along with it, our faith is dead. I'm not through reading yet. There's some more that goes along with it. Let's go over. John. First John. Chapter 3, and verse 17. But whosoever has his worldly goods and see his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?
Right.
My little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deeds and truth.
That's
right. Yeah. And we know that we are of the truth and shall ensure our heart before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And knowing all things, beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment that we should believe on his name of the Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he give us commandment. Now, we're going to stop reading right there, but not tonight. Today, I want to say to us that we are possessors of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad whenever the Lord saved me, whenever he put a love in our heart, then we love one another. Brother, listen, we look back yonder in the foundation of the plan of salvation. Whenever the people love one another, salvation I was new to them, and they I was cut off from the government. They was cut off from the king. The king wanted to slay the Christian and to set out killing and destroying the Christian. So they leaned on one another, and God was able to see them through. Brother, listen, but he said, if our heart, if the Holy Ghost should have a free course in our heart, when I see a brother or sister was destituted for daily food, they don't have nothing. Brother, listen, if my heart is clear and right with God, I will have compassion and the Holy Ghost. I will have no trouble. For me, I define whatever I can for that person that is in need.
That's right.
Would it be clothes? Would it be food? Our good conversation that I have. My mind goes back out of Peter and John whenever they went up to the hour of prayer to the temple. There was a man sitting there which they daily had need.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, and he expected something. And Peter said, silver and gold, I have or not, but such as I have, I'm going to give you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Brother, listen, I don't have no possessions in this world to give my brother, but such as I have, I will give thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you... I see your brother or sister naked and need the daily food or whatever they need. Brother, you just go ahead on. You be warm and be filled. Listen, what does it profit if we don't provide to them what they stand in need of?
That's right.
I'm saying today, if I might... My mind goes back to the heart. I listen, God is greater. The heart is a highway that the Holy Ghost travels on. I listen, and it's not cluttered up with all the things of the world. Have free course to work for God.
That's right. Amen.
Me and my family started to church one morning. Sunday morning, we was do-gooders. Yeah. It was a pouring of rain. We seen a little Mexican about that high. He's just standing there. Wet is a drowned duck. We went on our merry way. We was dry. We was warm. We didn't seem to have need of nothing. So somebody else, it don't even matter. We went on church. Boy, it wasn't but a few minutes. Mike Kirby come in with his little man. Whoa! My wife come running to me. She said, "Is that the same man that we passed on the road?" Listen, my heart, convicted me. I didn't have no compassion on this little man. But I passed him up and headed on to get a blessing. Mike Kirby come in with him. Seemed like a good Christian man. He just fellowshipping with everybody. Yeah, that's the same little man. And I felt so low. I felt lower than a dog. Because my heart condemned me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you go pick up every John Doe that you see going down the road. I'm not saying brother, you need to do that. But if you heart, if my heart, listen, I would move. I was compassion on that little man. Brother, I would have been willing. I'd have got out and rode on the back and let him a drove. Listen, we need to show compassion.
Yeah.
To one another.
That's right.
We need to love one another.
Right.
Jesus said in the Word, He said that He laid down His life for us. And we ought to be able to be willing to sell our property, sell everything we have, and lay down our life for our brethren.
That's right. Amen.
That's Bible. That's ground rules.
Amen.
For salvation. Listen, learn to love our brethren. The world is going to love its own. We believe that there's one God. We do it well. But the devil believed and he trembled.
That's right.
Where are we at? What are we doing? Listen, would you get up and go forth and witness to somebody or just visit with somebody that's sick? Brother, I may not have silver and gold. I may not have a land to sell, but such as I have, brother, the Holy Ghost needs a free course in my life, in my heart, to direct me the right way to go.
Yeah.
Now listen. Yeah, there was a man. Didn't have no compassion on nobody. The results on the flip side, Ananias and Sapphira. They was in that congregation. Oh, they sold their property. They agreed. At the last minute, they agreed. We're going to sell our property. And we will come and give it. That our brother and our sister might have, as we have.
That's right.
What happened? They sold it. But the woman being pivoted to it, they kept back part of it for this day.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar, don't it? We just keep back this and this, all this other stuff don't work. We'll still have enough to get by on property. So they kept back a part of it. But they let a little bit down at the apostle's feet. Peter, filled with the power of God and great grace, I said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost, brother, and the feet of them that were standing at the door, this man fell dead in his tracks, and the people come in and picked him up and took him out and buried him.
That's right.
Salphias' wife come in, not knowing what it had done. Peter began to question her. And she agreed right on down to the end, brother, listen, and he said, the feet of them that buried your husband is standing at the door, brother, and will take you and bury. I'm here to tell you today that the feet of them that buried Salphias and Ananias is standing at the door, listen today, and when we gather up all of our pride that we can't reach out to nobody. What are you saying, preacher? We need to show love to one another.
That's right.
And then whatever comes along,
yeah,
we need to be willing. Say, Lord, use me.
Amen.
Just use me, Lord, in whatever it is.
Amen.
You show me, and I will abide by it. Listen, I don't know why. This morning the Lord laid this on my heart, and I'm not going to question it. But I will ask you one thing. Brother, if you got anything out of this message, I'm fixing to give away to a testimony service. And if you got anything out, let the Lord know through the testimony, and they can hear from you. We're entering into a time of Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner. Why can't we be thankful for what He brought us through and what He's going to take us through? Brother, listen, I'm afraid we're going to be cut off. We're going to need one another.
Yeah.
And God will provide if we stay in the way.
Yeah.
Your selfish heart. Listen, the Holy Ghost cannot have a free course in a selfish heart.
Yeah.
You've got something to gain your brother, your sister. You need to get rid of it.
That's right.
Amen. You need to come clean with God.
That's right.
Or you'll go down like Ananias and Salphias.
That's right.
That's just plain I know. Listen. But if the Holy Ghost has got free course in my heart, then I've got compassion on my brother. Then it will increase my confidence in God and who we serve.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I don't know why this morning. I said, Lord, why? That's what I give you.
Amen.
That's what the Lord said to do. And I got such as I have, and that's all I got.
Yeah.
I could turn my jeans pocket inside out. You wouldn't receive much. But from the bottom of my heart, I give you, the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, who can take care of all the obstacles and all the things of this world, and lead us, we're still on our way to the promised land.
Amen.
He said, He promises eternal life.
Right.
Now from one generation to another, somebody is picking up the cross and taking it on. Pretty soon, before long, I'll have to lay down my cross.
Yeah.
But somebody else will pick it up and take it on. That's the way it's happened from back yonder. Boy, I tell you what. If there's ever been a time we need to be eager to learn the ground rules of salvation, listen, it's the day.
That's right. Amen.
And love your brethren is number one.
Amen.
Love your brethren is number one. I wish of most of people I has already forgot about a long time ago. And the help kept back. I listen apart. That would do the brethren good to just to hear a friendly smile.
Amen.
Hello. How are you today? We're praying for you. Listen. He said, if we see our brethren in need and shut up the bowels of compassion, you read through the Bible and you'll see where Jesus saw multitudes and he had compassion on them. And you see where the apostles left Jerusalem. I listened and set out on their way to the promised land. And everyone had a compassion on one another. They was in one mind and one accord. And except we stay in one mind and one accord, our brother will miss a promised land.
Yeah.
Amen. Sis, come to the pen, will you? Let's stand. If you left this world right now and you don't have no hope of eternal life, and I can give you all I've got. I can pray with you from now to doomsday. Listen, we need to love one another. And if you've got a problem with that, right here's a good place to get rid of it. Come loving one another, seeking God. It's your place. If you have a need this morning, come. Listen, if your heart is being condemned, preacher, I don't like the way you put it. You don't have to like me. You just take it up with the man and have it okay.
That's right.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. But listen, are we really thankful for the Lord bringing us all the way from Jerusalem to the upper from the upper room? I was not there with them on that day. I can imagine what them boys were going through. They were subject to be slain by the king, by the government. And one day, the saints of God might find themselves in the same situation.
Yeah.
And one another, I've got to lean on. You have a need this morning.